Our population in Mackay is 116,000 people, and what we know from census data in 2011 is that 40% of our population don't have access to the internet at their residence. Yeah, huge. So if they don't have access, how are they going to have the digital literacy skills they need to do things like Centrelink, which is now all online, Medicare, you can't get cash when you put in your claims anymore, everything's online, e-government, it's all going online, yet we have 40% of our population that don't have access to those services at their homes, and so we know that they also don't have the digital literacy skills that they're going to need. So the library, for me, I have to market all our training sessions to our community and really work out what are the skills they need and develop those classes and programs to meet those needs, and then getting them engaged in the library. So yeah, we have the NBN rollout next year in March, and so that's going to be really huge for us. So we're going to have really high speeds that our regional town has never had before. It's going to transform the way our customers or our community can really engage with e-government, but also with lots of other their health services, all sorts of services. It's going to be very transformative, and the library is really well placed and the only thing for the residents to really empower them to be able to make the most of that for the good of the community.
So how do you go about marketing digital skills workshops or sessions to people who are not already online?
Okay, so we use, again, traditional methods of communication. We use word of mouth. As an outreach librarian, I go out of the library and I market directly to community groups, neighbourhood groups. I do lots of presentations. We have a young adult librarian who goes out to schools and is immersed with the teacher librarians and also all the teaching staff in Mackay. We do a lot of on-the-ground work. We have a mobile marketing station that we take to community events, which promotes the library service. And one of the really unique things that I've developed for the National Year of Reading last year was recognising that with 42% of the population not having the adequate literacy needs even within their own workspaces, the library's developed a program called Battle of the Borrowers, where we recognise that perhaps 42% of our local government don't have the adequate literacy needs in the community. So we market directly to them by creating this program where they have to come into the libraries, they have to join, and we're going to track what they borrow between now and Christmas. And at the staff Christmas party, which is very well attended, we're going to give out free e-readers and training to those people that have borrowed the most from the library service. So this is a way of really engaging our workers, our people in local government, and really giving them a heads up and marketing directly to that niche group of people first.
Being from the Mackay region, what issues or challenges are specific to your region that you're having to tackle?
We have a very transitory population. We have a lot of fly-in, fly-out workers, obviously going to the Bowen Basin. That's always a challenge. With the ebbs and flows in the mining industry too, that does have a direct flow-on effect to our community. And also the spread-out nature of our community and if you go up the valley, we have very limited access to the internet and also telephones as well. So we're still having those issues of remoteness and not having that connection. So I think those are probably the two biggest challenges to the community, and also for the community to maintain some sort of social capital is also a really big agenda for our local government, is to make sure that we're putting all our efforts and resources into continuing and building on the great tradition of community that Mackay has.
What do you mean social capital?
When I talk about social capital, I mean all those connections and all that, the value that you get in having relationships within all different areas of your community. We have so many people come in. For every 200 new members of the library a month we have, we lose 100 members a month. So it's a very transitory nature. So we've got to maintain and create a real belonging and a sense of belonging for our community, and we endeavour as much as we can in our programs in the library to really engender that.
Why are those relationships important?
The relationships are important because without good relationships, you don't have users. If they don't feel good coming into the library, they don't feel welcome, they don't feel worthy, they're not going to use the library. If people don't use the library, then why fund the library? So it's incredibly important. And also it's a public space. There's not a lot of available public spaces left. We all have homes, and that's fantastic. We all have the mall to go to, and that's fantastic. But what other free community space where you're not judged and you're able to move through and gain from do you have left in your community? So the libraries, I think, are very important.
So how do you think your strategies have been so far?
My marketing strategies in particular? Well, look, I think it's slow going. It takes a long time to establish a new way of doing things and a new culture, and it doesn't happen overnight. And particularly in small towns, it takes a really long time to gain trust. So I'm just hoping that enough people have had great experiences when they've come to the library to do one of my Discover IT classes, or that they've come to the library and had a great experience with Dan from ABC Open, and they feel really empowered to make their own movies at home, and that they go away and they always have in their mind that the library was a safe and welcoming place, and that's what will take the library through.
And how successful do you think those educational, technology educational workshops have been? Like, are you making inroads into that 42%?
Well, it's a two-pronged approach. We've aligned ourselves with ABC Open and their free digital skills to the community. It's such a new area that it's going to take time and a lot of slogging it out. And really making sure that we don't just, when we lose momentum, that we let it go. With these things, you have to really maintain momentum, and we won't see the results really until 12 months' time when you go to ABC Open Tropical North, and then you're going to see 40 videos from our local community. That's when you'll be able to say, yes, the impacts of my marketing initiatives have worked. So you'll be the judge.
How is it that libraries have come to the point now where part of their role is to educate the community rather than just provide books?
Well, unfortunately for us, in Mackay in particular, funding arrangements with our state government for things like literacy and numeracy programs to, say, refugees and new immigrants have been cut. So there's not. There are a lot of community groups that are funded, but in our particular region, we now have no free literacy and numeracy training available to the community. If you want to pay, there's plenty available, but if for free, no, there's nothing. So the library ends up taking on that role of a caring sort of nurturing role to these people and giving them that opportunity. I think librarians have always been the knowledge gatekeepers, but they've also been very generous people with their time and their knowledge, and it's free to everybody.